Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Phil Nershey of the Spring Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mount. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the Big Ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of your greatest podcasts in podcast alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling and Local 420. Beat it if you can.
You're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420 with your host, Cosmic Chris.
Welcome to This Week in Rock and Wrestling. This is episode 128, and this one's going to be hard for me. I'm going to have a tribute to Eazy-E and Selena, who are two of my favorite artists. And I had the whole idea, you know, figured out a couple days ago. But earlier today, we had just, all I can say is the most horrible thing I've probably had to, I've dealt with a lot of shit in my life. Don't get me wrong. And my family's been through a lot of shit, you know, foreclosures, all sorts of, you know, basic life, you know, that other people, not just me, but other people have too. And, this is probably going to get graphic, so I just want to prepare you. Earlier today, as I record this every Sunday night like I do, I didn't even clock into work today because I'm so astonished that this happened. My cousin's dog, Dino, who is just a loving family member, he's a pit bull. All he wants to do is play with the ball. He got brutally mutilated and murdered today by a group of people, like fucking Manson family style. It was just fucking weird. And I saw this family dog. It wasn't my dog, it was my cousin's, my aunt's, but still family dog, laying in a pool of his own blood. And apparently, my cousin was at the river down by Wingfield Park today playing with Dino, and she got one of those long leashes, right? Those leashes that are the retractable cord things. And she's throwing the ball in the river, and on the leash, mind you. And Dino's coming back and bringing the ball. And out of nowhere, this other pit bull or something like that came and attacked the dog. Dogs are fighting. You know, shit happens. But Dino was the one being attacked. And I don't know exact details, but apparently this group of people came out of nowhere and could have killed my cousin today. And and another friend, this guy Ron that she knows, and they, and he went to attack my now I think the other dog had already ran off or something, but the this I don't know if this is the owner of the dog or whatever, but this guy comes out and this group of people hold down the dog and stab it to death. Now this is a dog that's being attacked, and I just got a call and I got in my car and I made the kids stay here. And it's just something that's so just wrong in this whole coronavirus. I've been talking about coronavirus. Everyone's been talking about coronavirus. We've never seen anything like this in our lives. And out of nowhere, we're supposed to be quarantining ourselves or ourselves and being coming together and being nice. You know, people are freaking out and this happens. Like, and I could say, what kind of world do we live in, you know, whatever, but I just, I'm at a loss for words. And I've put up a couple of YouTube videos explaining as I find out more. And I want to state on the record that, you know, I'm going to put, because we don't know the bill for, you know, cremation or, you know, we don't know. I'm going to be creating a GoFundMe or something. And, you know, if you can't afford to help because you've got shit you're dealing with, I understand that. You know, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm going to try and get a lawyer. And they've got a few people in custody. It was a group of people. They murdered this fucking dog. And I just urge you to help, please. Because I don't know what I have to pay for or what we have to pay for. This is like the worst day of my cousin's life, you know, and she's been dealing a lot of shit over the past few years, and I won't go into all that shit, and I won't go into shit that I'm dealing with and other shit my family's dealing with. But this didn't have to happen. I said in the video that I feel like Bubba and Forrest Gump. They're in Vietnam, and Bubba looks up at Forrest and says, Forrest, why'd this have to happen? That's how I fucking feel right now. And it's just sad that this happened. Like I said, I haven't set up the account yet. By the time this airs, I probably will have set it up. I don't know what the title's going to be. I'll share it. On the podcast, I'll share it. I've already got a bunch of views on YouTube by just even people in town here, my friends in Reno on Facebook, just saying, oh my God, I can't believe it. This happened in broad daylight. Witnesses everywhere. You know, this like, so people have been arrested. I don't know if the guy has been arrested. I'm urging you to help me track this motherfucker down. If he hasn't been caught. I've talked to Colo 8 News, ABC News here in Reno. Gave my name and number. And, you know, this cruelty to animals. Because, like I said in the video, you know, if a dog's attacking you or, you know, God forbid, you know, all this bullshit about vicious dogs. But if you're being attacked, you could get the dog off you. You could punch the dog. You kick the dog. I'm not saying be cruel and, you know, beat a dog down. But if a human's being attacked by a fucking animal, your natural instinct is to protect yourself. This was nothing like that. This was them cornering my cousin and her friend and literally Dino protecting my cousin and them stabbing Dino to death and gutting him. Who the fuck does this? Like I said, this is some Charles Manson bullshit. And it's in the midst of all this fucking coronavirus and these people hoarding fucking toilet paper and all this bullshit. And then we still have to deal with everyday problems. Like shit like this. And I just want it to fucking end. I want the coronavirus to move on, hopefully, not get worse. We all do. But this is a time when we need to come together as a society and say no more. You know, I don't know what's going on with Trump and all this bullshit, but there's so much conspiracy about all this bullshit right now. And whether it's created by man, I mean, 12 monkeys type shit, like, it is a scary time. But we need to be cool to each other, not snap and attack animals and attack people. So, like I said, I'm just urging you to, if you hear this podcast, you know, just share the videos. Bottom line is, you know, whether we get money for the bills or whatever, that's irrelevant. This is mainly about me, even attorney fees, because I'm going to make it my mission to make sure these motherfuckers, if they don't get a life sentence, you know, whatever, but they're going to fucking go to jail. If I have, by every fiber of my being, I will get an attorney, and this will make national news. Or, you know, if anything, you know, just, this can't happen. And I tweeted a tweet and even tagged PETA in it, you know, and I don't know who to tag or whatever, but I just need people to know what the fuck happened. Because I don't want Dino to die in vain. You know, this is just something that should never have happened. And I want this motherfucker caught, and I'm asking for your help. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know. Cops have a description. But if these people start ratting people out, one would assume this motherfucker will get caught sooner or later. If it's a homeless gang, you know, or something like that. I don't know. But please help me. Please help my family. And that's all I got to say right now. It's killing me that I'm still trying to put the podcast together. So I'm going to move on and actually deal with the podcast. I'm going to be doing some different things as well with the podcast. On my segments that I talk, I'm going to be uploading those segments and snippets on my YouTube channel. Because of copyright and all that, I'm not going to upload the music. I might put together a playlist of the music I've chosen, but it's all up and down now with how I'm going to be presenting this podcast. Like I said, I like playing music simply because I like to treat it like a radio show. But with all this copyright shit, I know how YouTube is, and I don't want to step on anyone's toes. Like I said, all I'm doing is playing the music. I'm not making money off the music. Yes, I want to monetize my YouTube channel and, you know, make money off of it and create more listeners for my Instagram page and stuff like that. But I want to do it without getting my site in trouble. So, but if I can just put a playlist together and say, hey, this is what I have this week, and just use their own videos, then I'm not breaking any laws. So, like I said, so changes are going to be made to the podcast as we grow bigger. And I got to literally move on because, like, I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to sit here and stutter if I don't move on. So a couple things I wanted to talk about. There's Motley Crue urges fans to stay home sweet home. That's kind of nice. And it's a good rule, you know. I mean, we all got to ride this out together. And it's not going to help anyone if people like that dumb idiot on the fucking beaches of Miami or spring break are out there going, hey, I don't give a fuck, dude. If I catch corona, I catch corona. That's just stupid, ignorant bullshit. And, you know, I mean, Bob Horning, the guy from Horning's Hideout, up in North Plains, Oregon, just sent like the governor or the mayor of Portland or the governor of Oregon a letter saying, you know, I'm not saying that we need to oust these people, but people need to know who's, and Uber was on the news too. Like, people need to know who's infected so they can be treated. And we're not trying to oust these people, but at the same time, you know, Tom Hanks has gotten it, and, you know, nobody's, like, ousting him or nothing. He's already said he got it. But former person vocalist Rosalie Cunningham has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Let's see, there's a bunch of people. Who was one of the biggest ones that I saw? Testament's Chuck Billy tests positive for coronavirus. That's just, oh my God, that's hard for me, because Testament's such a band near and dear to my heart. But Aussie producer, Andrew Watt, he tested positive for coronavirus. So this is touching, like, famous people, too. This bullshit's out there. And, you know, all I can do is just urge people to treat this right and take it seriously. Yeah, there's a lot of theories and conspiracies and all sorts of shit. All we know is what we're being told. And before I get into any wrestling talk, there was one other thing I wanted to actually talk about. Police made an astonishing discovery this morning while executing a search warrant at a residence of a Fenton mortician. 100 embalmed human penises. Authorities suspected 54-year-old Paul Houston, an employee of a Fenton funeral service, of being implicated in an organ trafficking network. Investigating several reports of missing organs and body parts, dozens of police raided his residence this Monday morning, which by the time this comes out, it'll be last Monday, hoping to find evidence involving the crimes. What they found on the site was a lot more disturbing than what they expected, as the police spokesman Andy Ramirez described in a scene in an interview with local reporters. There were shelves everywhere filled with hundreds of glass jars. Each of them contained a penis floating in, I'm guessing, formaldehyde or something. It says formalin. According to Ramirez, the accused rapidly confessed everything as soon as he was arrested. He explained in great detail how he had been cutting off dead men's genital organs and collecting them for more than 10 years. It took the police more than 7 hours to gather all the organs and other pieces of evidence that were found on site. A total of 53 criminal charges have already been filed against Mr. Houston, and hundreds more could be filed over the next few days. An anonymous police source told reporters that number of jars could reach over 600. Paul Houston will remain in custody for the moment as a psychiatric evaluation has been ordered to determine if he is fit to stand trial. And if he is considered fit, he will appear in the court in April for the beginning of the procedures. That is some weird ass shit. You know, forget, like I said, you know, the whole thing about my family's dog. Shit is going down everywhere. And that's my point earlier about this whole thing with the coronavirus. It's not just the coronavirus. And see, here's the thing with this guy. I don't think he murdered anyone. Yeah, it should be a crime. He probably should go to jail. But that whole psychiatric thing, he didn't kill the people. They were already dead. What's he doing? Is he harvesting penises and selling them for penal implants? Like, you know, talk about conspiracy theories. I mean, you could talk for days on some of the bullshit that this guy has done. And again, more mutilation. I mean, it's hard for me to laugh and joke around considering, but I'm trying to keep a good mind about this. And this opening rant is going to be a little bit long because of, you know, what happened today. So, hold on. All right, here. Let's get into some wrestling before I get into the music. Last week's Raw, and it's still in empty theaters, AEW, I got a lot to talk about. Edge gives a giant promo to Randy, and Becky Lynch rides up in a custom semi. That was kind of interesting. She's trying to be the Stone Cold thing, so. The Royal Rumble match takes up 2 hours. So this, it's, they show, for 2 hours out of the 3 hours of Raw, they show the Royal Rumble match. So Brock Lesnar getting taken out, and McIntyre winning, and all that stuff. So that's the thing that pissed me off. I was like, I understand you gotta fill time, but they get better. These do get better. So I will digress on that. But let's see. Undertaker comes out and cuts to commercial right when he starts to break stuff. So that was kind of weird. And I understand stuff needs to go to commercial and stuff, but it was so abrupt. It looked like bad editing, in my opinion. And so AJ sends Anderson and Gallows out to deal with the Undertaker. The Undertaker attacks Anderson and Gallows. Then he signs the contract, because this is a whole contract signing stuff. And stuffs it in Anderson's mouth. So that's funny. Then it showed Rey beating Andrade, which that was different. I mean, you know, because it's been Garza for the last month and nobody's even heard from Andrade, but apparently Andrade showed up. Becky Lynch gives her huge promo on Bayley, or on Baszler, I mean. And says Kevin Owens gives a promo on Seth Rollins. Stone Cold does crowd work, even though it's an empty crowd. And Brian Saxton responds. Stone Cold asks the question, and Byron rates them. And then Stone Cold, he pulls a stunner on Saxton. Then Becky comes out with a cooler, and they do the beer thing. And then he fucking stuns Saxton again. And Saxton didn't even really do anything wrong. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, if you ask me. Now, also, apparently, Stone Cold hurt his knee or his foot or something for kicking him in the crotch. And so he said something like on Twitter, I hope your balls doesn't hurt as much as my foot or something like that. He apologized to him. But, you know, it was all right. I mean, what I liked of Raw, I liked of Raw. Just, I could have done without a two-hour fucking match. Oh, pardon me. Sorry, I'm tired. I'm up late. But on Impact, the North retains the titles against Falaba and TJP, which this is the same shit over and over every week. And it's like, okay, now it's kind of getting old, dude. Come on now. I mean, I don't know what happened to KM, but KM and Falaba, that was awesome. This and Falaba just sucks. It is nice to hear Falaba actually speak more than ba, ba, ba. The Real Housewives of Slamtown. So that was, I don't know, it just was this vignette that they did that I kind of enjoyed. Let's see, Jimmy Jacobs interviews Tessa Blanchard. Let's see, Joey Ryan and RVD and his girlfriend cover up and say that they're so sophisticated and better than everyone, that Joey Ryan and RVD beat the Dunner brothers. And Ace proposes to tag with Willie Mack, but Mack refused. And then Sammy Callahan attacks Ken Shamrock, and Ken was he was getting awarded with this something or other, not TNA Hall of Fame, but this award of some sort. It's the 20th anniversary of TNA and Impact. So, and that's how Impact ended. Let's see, AEW opens with Cody giving this "We Need to Stand Together" promo to Hangman and Omega and Matt, and they're also in an empty arena, and so Hangman, Omega, and Matt agree to come together, and the Lucha Brothers end up beating the Best Friends after that. Now, that last match had Orange Crush, or whatever the fucking guy's name is, Orange Cassidy, on commentary. So right after that, let's see, the Lucha Brothers and the Best Friends, and they say, "You want to kick my friend in the dick?" Which I thought that was kind of cool. They're going off with more kind of cuss words and just becoming more adult, which is why I'm liking AEW and Impact both. Because like I said, I'm over the kiddie wrestling. I want to see the shit that I dug in the 90s, the reality-based shit that, like, you know, helps you with that disbelief that you should have when you watch wrestling. So, let's see, after that, Kip gets bitched out by Colt Cabana. Now that was fucking awesome, dude. I just thought that, and I'm not even a Colt Cabana fan. I mean, not that I have anything against the guy. I'm just, he's not one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. But he did a good job bitching this guy out, so kudos to Colt Cabana. And then Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus beat the Butcher and the Blade. And there's not much to that match. So the exalted one is Brody Lee, Luke Harper, man. So he jumped to AEW. That's fucking cool. Then Jake Roberts gives this promo on Cody, shows this weird backyard wrestling thing of Jake's wrestlers jobbing everyone. And it's kind of like how they did at the Hardy Compound. In fact, I think this was filmed at the Hardy Compound. And I'll get further into that in a minute. But it was just Jake is this heel guy just taking all these backyard wrestlers and just, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to see how they do this because I was very entertained by it. And then Santana, Ortiz, and Hagar beat Matt, Cody, and Hangman. And then Jericho comes out and talks shit. And then the show ends with broken Matt Hardy, dude. I mean, this AEW fucking rocked this week. I got to admit, it was something that I thoroughly enjoyed. And even in an empty arena, they, you know. And speaking of empty arena, because they're talking about, before I get to SmackDown, I want to mention that they're talking about doing WrestleMania in 2 days, Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th, or Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th or something. But it's the 2-day thing apparently on the network or something. I don't really know. The Hall of Fame has been postponed. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been postponed. That both pisses me off. But Sinbody put out this video on Instagram or YouTube or something where he actually gave a good idea. They're like, look, we know this is obviously what's going on with wrestling right now. Nobody, and like I said last week, with all the bullshit of empty counters and stuff, nobody, not even our grandparents outside of people in the Great Depression, has seen this empty fucking, like, this shit in the movies. I've never seen this. And so the whole thing with, if they're going to record WrestleMania, he pitched this idea that you do green screen, do the ring, but then surround the ring in green screen. And then when you have the Undertaker come in, have fire in the background. If you have somebody else, use something of their gimmick in the background. If you have Randy Orton, do the whole Viper thing, or Bray Wyatt, do the Fiend stuff in the background. That's a great fucking idea. Like, we know there's not going to be people there. Make it look like a show now. Make this look badass. And if WWE could pull that off, having the first WrestleMania with no audience might go over. And I'm thinking there's going to be ratings drawn with Brody Lee and Matt Hardy both going to AEW, and just some of this stuff even in Impact. I'm kind of excited because we're still getting a show. It's limited on who's going to be involved because of the coronavirus, but it's looking promising. So I don't know. So getting into SmackDown, let's see, Michael Cole starts off SmackDown, and then Mojo Rawley introduces Rob Gronkowski. I don't know who this fucking guy is. Apparently he's some UFC fighter or something, or just somebody fucking famous that I'm not into. I know he's been at WrestleManias. I've seen some of the clips, but yeah, he's not. I'm not into that scene, so I don't know those people. And then Corbin comes out and talks shit, and he basically says, yeah, you gotta bow down to the king. And they're just like, and Mojo Rawley behind this, they've been pitching him as this mean fucking heel for the last 6 months and not really happening, doing anything. Now they're kind of pitching him as a babyface again with this guy, because obviously King Corbin is the fucking heel. So he talks shit, and then Elias comes out and talks shit to Corbin. And then what's funny is Rob and Elias and Mojo gang up on Corbin, and he runs out. And one of the guys, I don't know if it's Gronkowski or whatever, puts on the king crown, which is the ultimate, you know, sign of disrespect. And then after that, Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak beat Shinsuke and Cesaro. And, you know, after the match, Sammy and Shinsuke and Cesaro talk shit. And then Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak come out and talk shit in return. And it's just this kind of, you know, and it's all resulting back to Sammy now winning the belt somehow because he's the manager. So now all of a sudden he must be good for matching again because they put the belt on him. And so now Cesaro and fucking Shinsuke are his lackeys. So that's kind of the brunt of that, I guess. And then there's an interview with Paige, who gets interrupted by Bayley and Banks. And what's funny is some of the stuff that Paige says, like, ooh, bad guy Bayley now. Oh, you're going to be a bad girl now. Well, hey, baby girl. Da-da. You know how Paige is. And so she announces new WrestleMania match. And then Bayley versus Lacey Evans versus Dana Brooke versus Tamina versus Natalia, and then finally versus Sasha Banks. And they both look at each other, and just Bayley walks out and Sasha's just in the ring, and you can tell that she's down with this. It's good. They're gonna, because they've done the whole Bayley and Sasha burden on their friendship gimmick before. So this is just what this is. Now that they're heels, they're going to do the same fucking thing. So then there's a replay of WrestleMania 2014, Cena and the Wyatt match. And then Miz and Morrison do their dirt sheet talk show again. and they dress up as fans for the New Day, and well, not fans for the New Day, but as the New Day and the Usos and Heavy Machinery. They literally are heavy, dressed up like Heavy Machinery. They're dressed up like the Usos, and they deliver the promos like "What up, Uso?" You know, and do the whole shtick to mock them. And then Heavy Machinery comes out for a tag match. Dolph Ziggler comes out halfway through to join on commentary. Otis goes ballistic and takes down Miz and Morrison alone and gets a DQ by using a chair. And then that's just, I loved that. I thought that was great. Great storyline. Great, you know, just all around entertaining. And then there's a contract signing between Roman Reigns and Goldberg, and it just is them talking shit again and signing the contract. So overall, I loved AEW. Impact was all right. And I loved SmackDown. I thought SmackDown was fucking off the hook. So AEW and SmackDown get the win for me this week. Raw was, it was, some of it was entertaining, but, you know, I had my gripes against it. Impact, same thing. Some of it was entertaining, but I had my gripes against it. But overall, AEW and SmackDown just fucking were awesome fucking shows this week. So with that said, that's the intro. I know it started out kind of depressing, but like I said, if you guys can just, you know, bear with me over the next few weeks, because like I said, the show's going to be changing a little. And I'm trying to do new things, come up with new ideas to help engage you, the audience. So let's get into some music now, because like I said, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, how I'm going to be doing the music now with trying to grow my YouTube. So let's just start off right now with Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. Yeah.
Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar in Reno, Nevada, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Those guys rock.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is Hotshot Danny Duggan, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
Hey, we are back from our intro and our first set of music. Started the music set off with Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, one of the most awesome opera pieces ever. It opened, I think every Aussie show I've ever seen has always started with it. It was in the Doors movie when he's having that wicked marriage, and it's basically the entire score for the movie Excalibur. It's just an awesome fucking song. Into Ozzy's Mr. Crowley, because this is the anniversary of the Ozzy album, Blizzard of Oz. And then closed it, and I kept it short with Focus and Hocus Pocus. And I just wanted to play a few songs to get it started, because this is, it might go a little long with some Easy and some Selena in honor of them. So this week in rock and wrestling, March 25th, 1946, was the first performance of Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto. 1966, the Beatles pose with mutilated meat and mutilated dolls for the Yesterday and Today cover. 1967, So Happy Together is number one by the Turtles. 1969, the first Bed Inn in Amsterdam by John and Yoko, because they staged a number of them, I think, in New York and Canada. 1971, She's a Lady by Tom Jones is number one. 1942, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin is born. 1947, Elton John is born. 1966, Jeff Healey, the famous blind guitarist, is born. I believe he's dead now. 2006, Buck Owens, a famous country singer from Hee Haw, dies on that day. March 26, 1917, Rufus Thomas is born. 1944, Diana Ross from the Supremes is born. 1948, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is born. 1950, Teddy Pendergrass is born, which last week was the anniversary of the accident. 1827, Ludwig von Beethoven dies of liver disease at the age of 56. 1995, Eazy-E dies of HIV/AIDS at the age of 30. 2002, Randy Castillo, famous drummer for Motley Crue and Ozzy and Lita Ford, dies. He was an awesome drummer. 2004, Jan Berry from Jan and Dean dies. March 27th, 1948, 11 days after her release from prison, Billie Holiday plays a sold-out show at the Carnegie Hall in New York City. 1952, Singing in the Rain premieres at Radio City Music Hall. 1973, Jerry Garcia gets stopped for speeding and then gets arrested on LSD charges. 1981, Watching the Wheels Go Round and Round by John Lennon is released. Also on that same day, Blizzard of Oz is released. 1950, Tony Banks from Genesis is born. He's a keyboard player. 1953, Wally Stocker from The Babies is born. 1975, Stacy Ferguson from Black Eyed Peas and Kids Incorporated is born. She's just like a few weeks younger than I am. 1971, Mariah Carey is born. 1970, Brendan Hill from Blues Traveler, he was the drummer, was born. March 28th, 1958, Mr. Perfect is born. 1973, Umaga is born. 1986, Mustafa Ali is born. 1945, Chuck Parks from the Turtles is born. 1948, John Evans from Jethro Tull, he was the keyboard player, is born. 1955, Reba McEntire is born. 1966, Salt, a.k.a. Cheryl James, from Salt and Pepper is born. 1986, Lady Gaga is born. 1957, Billie Holiday weds mafioso strong arm guy, Lewis McKay. 2012, Earl Scruggs dies at the age of 88. March 29th is my dad, Gary Buckby's birthday. He was born in, I believe, 1952. And also, it is my niece's, Trinity's, 13th birthday. She's laying down here as I record this. 1959, P.S. Michael Hayes is born. 1795, Beethoven at the age of 24 debuts as a pianist in Vienna. 1827, Beethoven's burial. 1986, Beatles records finally go on sale in Russia. 1959, Perry Farrell is born from Porno for Pyros and Jane's Addiction. 1967, John Popper from Blues Traveler is born. 1968, Lucy Lawless, a.k.a. Xena the Warrior Princess, is born. 1971, Ryan Lambert from Kids Incorporated and the Monster Squad is born. 1982, Carl Orff from, like I said, Carl Orff's Carmina Burana and other operas, dies at the age of 86. 1985, Jeanine Deckers, the singing nun, commits suicide at the age of 51. March 30th, 1958, Michael IRS Rotunda is born. He is the father of Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. 1970, Bitches Brew by Miles Davis is released. 1914, Sonny Boy Williamson is born. 1945, Eric Clapton is born. Also, Richard Evans, who's an artist. He did album art for The Who, The Doors, Pink Floyd, etc. He is born on that day. 1948, Jim Dandy from Black Oak, Arkansas is born. 1962, MC Hammer is born. 1964, Tracy Chapman is born. 1968, Celine Dion is born. 1973, DJ AM is born. 1979, Norah Jones is born. 1995, Paul Rothschild, famous manager for Elektra Records with The Doors and Janis Joplin, dies at the age of 59. 1987, Trent Beretta from AEW and Impact and a lot of other places is born. March 31st, 1967 is the first time Jimi Hendrix burns his guitar on stage at London. 1969, George and Patty Boyd are both fined for drugs. And I'm always saying something about Paul and Linda. It's just like, in every week, Yoko and John. You know what's funny is, none of the scandals seem to ever follow Ringo. Like, you never hear Ringo getting busted. It's always George and Patty, or John and Yoko, or Paul and Linda. I just think that's kind of ironic. And I'm sure he had his share of whatever. So, 2019, Nipsey Hussle gets shot. I can't believe it's already been a year. I'm so surprised about that. 1685, Johann Sebastian Bach is born. 1946, Al Nickel from the Turtles is born. 1944, Mick Ralphs from Mott the Hoople and Bad Company is born. 1948, I don't know how to pronounce this, Thijs Van Leer from Focus is born. 1955, Angus Young from AC/DC is born. 1964, Eric Turner from Warrant is born. 1986, O'Kelly Isley dies at the age of 48. Finally, in 1995, this is one of the saddest ones. Selena Los Dinos dies. She was the Tejano Queen. She is murdered by Yolanda Saldivar at the age of 23 in, I believe, Corpus Christi, which is where she was from. And I loved Eazy-E, I loved Selena, and that's why I'm going to dedicate this episode to Selena and Eazy-E. And that is This Week in Rock and Wrestling. I'm going to get into some more music with next set with MC Hammer, and let's get it started. But first, I'd like you to hear from our sponsors, which is Food Jets. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Are you hungry? FoodJets.com offers on-demand food delivery with fast curbside service 7 days a week. If you're hungry, it's time to buzz the tower. Come on board. Just download Food Jets on your App Store, Google Play, or go to FoodJets.com and put in promo code RADIO to get $5 off your first order.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell them what your name is?
My name is Easy, yeah, this is true. Keeping your attention is what I'm gonna do. Hardcore, yo, I can never be soft. Ask them in my definition, they say the boy goes off.
Building up momentum with a touch of my rhyme. Suckers stay away because yo, they know the time. Quiet on the seconds, I'm about to begin. And if you didn't hear me, boy, I'll tell you again. My name is Easy, or just call me E. But it doesn't really matter to me, cause I'm the same person, whether serious or rehearsing. I just gotta keep cursing. But this is for the radio, so I better chill. They won't play it if I cold get ill, but I'm like that, and that's an actual fact. Because the street is where my heart is at. Yo, I don't do dope, but I'm dope. Not a dope, but I'm doper than anybody who tries to cope with the rhyme I'm displaying and the beat that's playing. Yo, you could try all day and you still won't match up with the roofless pile. Cause Easy's doing it Compton style. That's the city, and you say you could get some. Yo, it's easier said than done. Get my point across. So listen up close, if you don't, you might get lost. I'm not a role model or a Dr. Seuss. Yo, I'm a gangster, and I'm about to get stupid. I guess it's time for the trauma. With the E-A-Z-Y-E comma, now that's drama. So pay attention, by the way, I must mention. I'm coming off hard in the third dimension with the glare. But you don't need no glasses to stare. Just pop your tape in, and it's just like you're there with the E on the gangster tip. So if you think I'm a flip, a slip, don't even trip, cause I'm a destroyer. My homie Dre is a doctor, not a lawyer. Dope MC employer, own Ruthless, and that's my label. We get the money, the women, and cold bust the fat tables, boy. Master Rhyme is a toy. I'm eating steak while you're sucking what the girls enjoy. You must be sick, or you're lonely. How you gonna diss me and you don't even know me? Yo, Ren,
what's up?
Get the gas, show them where it's at. And that's just the sound, next time I'm peeling your cap to let you know where I'm coming from. Easy said it and it shall be done. Said than done, yeah, that's the title. Loving the ladies, only the fly ones, you know.
But what if she's ugly?
Easy come, easy go. Don't ask to battle me, homeboy, what's that? You wanna battle me, boy, you better be strapped. Cause where I'm from, it ain't about all that playing. Now that's what I'm saying. Said before that I was born in 73. Now everybody wants to know the AGE. Girls on the tip, fellas too, it seemed. Had everybody thinking I was only 15. The fellas were annoying me, the ladies were enjoying me. What was I to do? I wish they let the ladies through. Cause the ladies, I love them nice, tender, and soft. I hate male groupies, so just step the hell off. I'm the real Easy, those others be faking. Trying to gain fame off the name I'm making. Saying on your records you could get some. Yo, homeboy, it's easier said than done.
I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Yes.
stuff that's like a G, psychedelically insane, and getting high in a motherfucker.
wanna know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, hey, let me tell you about the Wrestling Post app. The Wrestling Post app is a free mobile app and was created by wrestling employees as a tool to make it easier for fans, promotion, and talent of professional wrestling to find each other. Over 700 active wrestling promotions listed and their contact info from around the world. Literally under your thumb. Find more wrestling. Find more podcasts. Find wrestling schools. Buy and sell gear, merchandise, and equipment. Post and find wrestling-related services. All for free, all for the great industry of professional wrestling. Check it out, guys.
Pure energy.
Okay, alone, and there's no messing.
that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. I can't live without that little lady.
Hey, folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life, not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP Yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories, as well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP Yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP Yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon, he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
Everybody look around, hear the sound. Something special's gonna come your way. We've got something that is new, that is true. We got something just for you today. All around the nation, whoa, with a new sensation. Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? We're kids incorporating K-I-D-S. Yeah, kids incorporating.
Please return this. Airline always disappointed me. They don't have a drug stewardess. They have an alcohol stewardess.
Champagne, red wine, white wine. White wine, champagne, white wine, champagne. Red wine, white wine, champagne. Red wine, white wine. Red wine, white wine, white wine, champagne. Champagne, white wine, red wine, white wine. Red wine, white wine, champagne. Champagne, white wine. White wine, red wine, champagne, white wine.
think they could spare one girl to come down the aisle. PCP, trips, coke, smoke, shit, drinks to get high. Because getting high on the plane used to be a half the fun. You can't smoke in the lavatories at all anymore. Not even Virginia Burley. So if you're going to smoke a joint, better be an old pro. Smoking, or rather getting high on the airplane, I like that better because of the semantic possibilities. If we're the first person ever up in an airplane, you'd say, look, they're high in the airplane. And indeed we are that. We are high in the airplane. High in the airplane. They always keep telling me at the airport, get on the plane. I say, fuck you, I'm getting in. Let the daredevils get on. But we call it being high on the plane. They're high on the plane. And if you're an aeronautical engineer and you really like the design, you might be high on the plane. And then if you got high on the plane, you'd be triple high on the plane, unless you had got high before you got on the plane. Because you can be high on the plane, or you, well, let's put it this way. You can get off and get on, or you can get on and get off, man. I used to like to smoke up in the forward lavatory because I figured that the mirror was two-way and the crew was watching. And always offering the crew a hit, naturally. Hey, come on. Hey, guys. Then I'd relax a little, have the little thing locked, occupied. Okay. Looking at all the little slots and shit. And you get high in the plane. Of course, it depended on what airline you're on, whether the suction in the sink was any good. TWA always had the best sink suction, as far as I'm concerned, for your traveling head. Wow. My hair used to straighten out, man. I lost ideas in those sinks, man. But you have to keep it open. I was a real dummy for several years. I used to just press down the drain, which gives you a red ring on the heel of your hand. It's like powder burns, you know, they got you, man. Look at the guy with the red ring. Come on, take him away. So I find you could put some soap in there or a piece of the cup, keep it open. But then you have to decide if you're going to smoke in the bathroom on a plane, you have to decide if you're going to make believe you're taking a shit or not. Because making believe if somebody could bust it in, like a guy from Texas comes through with an axe, man, you want to be ready taking a regular shit. You don't want to be arrested for shitting through your pants, right? As long as I get rid of the joint, I don't care what the charge is. Shitting with your pants on. Anyway, you get a little high and the light goes on. Return to cabin. Uh-oh, something's up. They need me. Knew I shouldn't have left them alone. And on your way out, you see another sign. Because you're really into detail now. And it says, please wash up for the next guy. And so you know you didn't do anything in the sink much, but you do have felon's guilt. So you decide to wash up for the other guy, and you even wash off the gray bubbles on the soap that the old guy made, and you start to wash off the fixtures and shit in the mirror. Looks like it needs a little bit. Pretty soon you're doing the walls, man. Any more babbo out there?
Hey, this is Zane Kesey, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling, Local 420.
George Walker here, Mary Prankster, Mind Boggler, on Rock and Wrestling, Local 420, and I hope all of you are having at least half as much fun as I am.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you
come to see me in the movie, then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy.
Next meal, I tell a few lies, but my hunger is real, and it won't mean a thing in 100 years. No, it won't mean a thing in 100 years.
myself, tell me, do you play? Well, if she shakes her head, well, that's okay. I watch her walk away in haste. There's just no accounting for some people's taste. Anyone
don't mean a thing in 100 years.
Keep on walking like I don't care. Why are you giving such a needful lie? Could it be you're ignored by every passerby? And it won't
mean a thing in 100 years.
Now it won't
mean a thing in 100 years.
Playing the part for tobacco. They think I'm real. Tourists don't want me to end his show. There's kind of an attraction. Got places to go. Anyone
want me to think in
100 years? Yeah.
Now you want me to think in 100 years.
Oh. The sun go down. Another lost little boy in a big old town. I want to laugh, I don't want to cry. But no matter how hard I try, it still won't mean a thing in 100 years. No, it won't mean a thing in 100 years.
Let it go. just had to let it go.
Well, hey, once again, we've reached the end of this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening to me rant and talk about my life and still try and finish this shit with all the bullshit going on. Because right now, and like I said in one of my videos, I've got a friend that 2 months ago had to bury her husband. I have another friend that her ex-husband is in a coma right here in Reno, and they're talking about taking him off life support in the next week. And so I don't want to say all this whole woe is me, but I do want to say that shit's happening right now that's not necessarily all related to the coronavirus. We still have to live our lives. And so I urge you to please, if you need someone to talk to, call a friend. Hell, message me. You know, just if you need help, try and go get it. Because right now, we all need help. Stay at home, quarantine, do whatever you have to do. But other shit is happening. And we can't just let this whole coronavirus take over everything. If something is happening, you need to call someone. You need to talk to someone. So please do it. So, since this show is ending, I'm going to do a recap. And after This Week in Rock and Wrestling, I started that second set off of music with MC Hammer and Let's Get It Started. Eazy-E with Easier Said Than Done off the Easy Does It album. Another Eazy-E off 187 Dre Day. Down to the Last Roach. Salt and Pepper with Push It Real Good. Selena with Bitty Bitty Bum Bum and Dreaming of You. A double shot of both of them right there. Diana Ross with Upside Down, one of my all-time favorite songs. It was one of my mom's favorite songs. Tom Jones with She's a Lady. Oh, whoa, whoa, she's a lady. In honor of Disco and Conan with their show. Because they always play that for the Disco Inferno. So after that, I played the theme song for Kids Incorporated in honor of Fergie and the other kid. George Carlin's weekly rant with High on the Airplane. And then the final set of music, I played Buck Owens with Act Naturally. The Turtles with So Happy Together. Blues Traveler off their first album, 100 Years. One of the coolest, probably the coolest Blues Traveler song ever. And then I finally closed the show with John Lennon with Watching the Wheels Go Round and Round. Great way to end this show. And I hope we see you next week at episode 129. I want to thank Kevin Ryan for editing the last episode while Tony tried to have a vacation and then had to come back a week early because of all this coronavirus bullshit. And luckily he's back and he's editing this episode. So I want to thank you, Tony, for editing this episode. And throw some love out to the Z-Man, Brian Zane, and his show Wrestling With Regret, all W's. Check it out on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you can find the Z-Man, the Influencer. Also want to thank John and Chad from the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling podcast. With their other show, the Triple Threat Podcast, now on the Realm Network, the Russo brand, which I'm a brand subscriber. You should become a brand subscriber too. And it's less than a dollar a week. I mean, you get more content out of that than you get out of a lot of fucking people. Just one show that charges $9.99, you know. So throw them some love. They've always supported me and my show. And I want to throw some love to check out his show on YouTube, Z-Dude, who's helping me build my YouTube channel. Check out his show. You can look him up. His Z-E-E D-O-O-D, Z-Dude. And, yeah, who else? Let's throw some love to Nick Ramirez and the Worst Little Podcasts, fellow Renoite with a podcast and his show. And Zach and Cassie with We Just Made the List. And if you want to, you know, let us know, email us. You can email us at rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com with music, with ideas, with comments. Check out the YouTube channel with the name of the show. And check out some of my videos. Like I said, I just did a couple videos about the dog. And please leave comments if any of you can help with names of lawyers in Washoe County or someone that, you know, maybe even in California that's got a Nevada license or something. If any of you can help me out with attorneys or just some sort of names of, you know, just any place. Because like I said, we have to deal with a lot of, I don't even know what we have to deal with yet. But please comment with some help if you can put together a phone number for somebody that's feeling low. Suicide Prevention Hotline, put it in. I'll read it on air. Check out my Instagram at Punching Baby Yoda. And I want to throw some love to my boy Primo. Check out his handle over on Instagram with The Interptainer. It's The Interptainer. So it's pretty, you know. And throw some love to my boy Seabaz. So check out his channel. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for joining me. You can catch us on anything you can find podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc., etc. Check us out on Podomatic. Come find us. Let us know what you think. Like, comment, share, follow. Check us out on the Twitter with RAWL420POD. That's at RAWL420POD. So see you next week, guys. See ya.